Hello, and welcome to the Autodidactic Podcast with your host, Rick Dearman.
Hello, and welcome back to the Autodidactic Podcast, Episode 1, Season 2. If you're a returning listener, welcome back, and if you're new to the podcast, welcome aboard. This episode, I'm just going to do a brief introduction to the new season and the types of things that I'll be covering in Season 2. Let me start by quoting the first few lines of a Rudyard Kipling poem. I keep 6 honest serving men. They taught me all I knew. Their names are what and why and when, and how and where and who. Season 1 of the podcast was focused primarily on how to study and the various methods to use. So this season I'd like to explore 2 of Kipling's other honest serving men, why and who. So to do this, in this episode, we'll focus on why being an autodidactic is a good goal to pursue, and in the remaining portion of the season, I'll focus on who. Therefore, the season will primarily focus on who. And the reason for this is that I believe that if we look at some of the autodidactics of the past or present, such as Charles Darwin, Benjamin Franklin, Malcolm X, and many others, we can try to discover and adopt their methods for learning. In many cases, it's difficult to find any record of the methods they used for their study. Some are relatively easy to find information about. For example, Ben Franklin wrote about his methods in his autobiography. Others I'll have to find through research and contemporary writings. I'd also like to attempt to interview some living autodidactics and try and understand their methods. But first, let's get into the why of becoming an autodidactic, and what exactly do I mean when I talk about being an autodidactic. An autodidactic is a person who's a lifelong learner, and while they may be studying to enhance their careers or job prospects, when I speak about an autodidactic, I'm talking about a person who doesn't just learn for work purposes. A uomo universale is an ideal developed in Renaissance Italy, which considers humans limitless in capacity for development, and that everyone should embrace knowledge and develop their capacities to the full. This is exemplified by Leonardo da Vinci, who lived between 1452 and 1519, and whose gifts were mainly in the fields of art and science, music, invention, and writing. Many of the benefits and reasons why someone should be an autodidactic will apply both to autodidactics and anyone else who's learning by themselves. Now, the first 2 benefits or reasons that everybody can relate to are time and money. Self-learners can save money by not enrolling in formal courses, and time as well. The reason that you can save time is you focus on what you don't know and skip information that you already do. In a classroom environment, you would have to sit while the lecturer brings everybody else up to speed with things that you already know. Self-learning is neither location-constrained nor time-bound. With proper planning and tools, you can do your study anywhere and at any time. And another often overlooked advantage is tangents. Self-learners are allowed to go off on a tangent and return later, since they have no constraints. For example, while studying computer science, you might spark an interest in electrical systems and spend a few months off on a tangent, where you learn more about electrical systems and the mathematics related to electricity before returning to your computer studies. When you contrast this with formal education, where you have to attend the class or miss out, the obvious benefits of self-learning becomes apparent. And there are emotional benefits as well, a sense of accomplishment and pride. It will make you feel happier, according to Vanessa King, a positive psychology expert. Scientific research from the 1990s show a challenged, stimulated mind may well be the key to a vibrant later life. These studies show a link to learning and the delay or negation of mental and physical ailments and diseases. The one thing in life which is pretty much guaranteed is change. Change is the only constant around us. And in modern society, the pace of change continues to increase. Some people believe that the economy of the future will require people who can continue to learn new skills and to adapt. This is because many jobs are already being automated out of existence. So lifelong learning enables us to keep up with societal change, especially the technology ones. An autodidactic with the notion of uomo universale will pick topics and skills to learn outside of the work that they do. A relentless focus on building a single skill is not, for most people, the best formula for leading a happy life. So these are some of the benefits of why you would want to become an autodidactic. And I hope that many of you will choose that path. For the rest of the season, we'll investigate people who have chosen the path of uomo universale or autodidactism. So thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I'm always interested in hearing what my listeners would like me to discuss. So as always, you can email me at rick@autodidactic.info, or you can leave a comment on the website, https://autodidactic.info. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Autodidactic Podcast with your host, Rick Dearman. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider giving a donation via PayPal. Thank you very much, and see you again next time.